It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The city council has voted to override Mayor Bloomberg's veto of the Community Safety Act, a pair of bills that aim to increase police oversight and expand the definition of profiling. The override comes on the heels of the appointment of a federal monitor to oversee changes in how the NYPD carries out stop and frisks. Joining me to discuss the vote and what these changes will mean for the city is WNYC's criminal justice reporter, Kathleen Horan. Kathleen, the council's override was expected, but Mayor Bloomberg had vowed to lobby council members heavily to get them to change their minds. Did you see significant changes from the June vote on these measures in the council, since we know there was so much jockeying behind the scenes?
There really was, Amy, but it didn't work this time. Intro 1080, also known as the racial profiling bill, passed the same number of yes votes as the prior vote, 34, which is the number that was needed for an override. There were chants by supporters of 34 before the vote. And Intro 1079, also known as the Inspector General bill, was overridden by a vote of 39 to 10.
The legislation creating an inspector general had more support among council members, obviously, but even before this override vote. Since a federal monitor was just appointed by a federal judge to oversee the NYPD, how will the IG be different?
Policing experts I've talked to say that they'll work along parallel lines, but they'll focus on different issues. So we know that the new federal monitor, Peter Zimroth, will have his hands full overseeing how the city conducts stop and frisks. He'll be conducting audits, looking at police training, and seeking community suggestions to help bring stop and frisks in the city into compliance with the Constitution, while the IG will assess the NYPD more as a whole, reviewing policies and providing an overall risk management assessment, if you will, of the department. Speaker Christine Quinn made a point at this afternoon's full council meeting to differentiate their work.
The IG is not limited, as the court's monitor is, only to stop and frisk. This monitor will be able to look at any and all policies and practices today, tomorrow, and into the future.
Council Speaker Quinn, also a Democratic candidate for mayor, and stop and frisk was a big issue in last night's debate among the Democratic mayoral candidates. So the Inspector General office will be a permanent post in New York City government. Who will appoint the new IG, and when will he or she start?
The new watchdog will be appointed by the next mayor, since they won't begin until the first of next year. And they'll work within the city's Department of Investigation.
The more controversial bill that succeeded in an override today expands the definition of profiling beyond race to include sexual orientation, housing status, and gender. And it makes it easier for people who think they were wrongly stopped based on bias to sue. Explain, Kathleen, why this was more problematic for some council members.
Some feared it would clog up the courts and that it could basically lead to an onslaught of lawsuits. Even if these lawsuits can't be for dollar awards, police unions warned that it would make individual officers afraid to do their job for fear of being sued, and that cops could be spending a lot of their time in court. Others add that the city is already paying a high price, since it settles so many civil suits a year, costing it hundreds of millions of dollars in payouts.
Were there harsh words for the NYPD as a whole at the council meeting, Kathleen? I imagine some officers might feel these bills undercut their work and might affect their morale.
One of the sponsors of the legislation, Jumaane Williams, made a point to thank the NYPD. He, as you likely remember, 2 years ago was stopped and frisked himself and arrested at the West Indian Day parade. But he just talked about it this way.
Pointing out something wrong with an agency does not mean we don't like the agency, does not mean we don't want to work with the agency. Indeed, I believe we were elected to point out deficiencies and problems and fix them.
So you see that this is something that people who are against these bills said, that you're making officers feel picked on, you're affecting their morale. And some people in law enforcement say, even though they know it's a rejection of Bloomberg's policies, that they do feel like their work is being questioned.
So what's next?
The proof's in the pudding. There's only one city that's had both an IG and a federal monitor, Los Angeles, who's now not under a consent decree. And we know that other cities have one or the other. And so it will be very interesting and possibly complicated to see how oversight occurs in the biggest police department in the country alongside a new mayor and possibly a new police commissioner.
WNYC's Kathleen Horan, thank you so much.
Thank you.